No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along, Captain Dennis. And we got RV Tom helping us out today, too. A three-man crew as we attempt to navigate the latest aviation news and information here on Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Before we catch up with RV Tom, because it's been a few weeks at least since we've had him as one of our crew members, Dennis had a dinner with someone last night that we brought onto the show, Tim from Diamond Doors. And the reason is, Dennis, because you need one or what?
Well, of course I need a I need a door. I'm a hanger. Right. We've talked about this in the past that, basically I've got two residential doors and would really like to get an aviation purposed bifold. And we keep talking to Tim. Ran into him last at NBAA and see him at Oshkosh and Sun and Fun. And he happened to be in Fort Myers and, God, he took the risk and looked me up for dinner.
So. Well, let me apologize first off there, Tim, but welcome to Just Plain Radio regardless.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite. That was kind of you. And thanks, Dennis, for joining me for dinner.
Well, you're too kind. Most people would say, golly, I can't believe I got suckered into this, Tim. But you sound like a much more normal human being and gracious. And we do appreciate that, as always. Now, Diamond Doors, you guys have been doing these hangar doors for how many years now, you figure, Tim?
Since 1998.
98. So you've been around the block a time or two, and you know where the industry is going. Is business good? Is, how do you find you guys navigating in the current economy? Are things going well, or you're growing, or are there some headwinds? What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. Looking back over the past 10 years, it's been very prominent with a private aviation where you see kind of a switch over the past couple of years heavier into the commercial aviation or yeah. The private commercial.
Gotcha. Okay. So like business is been an uptick? Is that what you're saying or am I misreading that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha. And then you got general aviation like Dennis, where the hangar is attached to his home at an air park and a Mooney 201. So that's that segment not as prominent, and that's what you're trying to expand into more often or what you got your sights on over the next few months? Or what do you think there, Tim?
That's one of the products that we offer also is retrofits because there's a lot of hangars out there that have the older doors on there. And, people, first thing about flying is trying to fight your door open before you go flying.
Right. Well, Dennis definitely does that. And he uses a few four-letter words that we're not allowed to say on the radio. I've witnessed it myself because, his hanger on his, or the door on his hanger, I don't know, how would you describe that? You have to literally take the pole out of the middle of this thing, right, Dennis, when you're going?
It's two 18-foot, standard garage doors. They, roll up on the track into the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Then you have to remove a center beam. So you've got this 10-foot tall stick that you have to disconnect and set off to the side. And, it's not terribly heavy, but it's awkward and you gotta go deal with it. So, it'd be nice to be able to just push a button, have the door come up, be completely clear, nothing to move out of the way. And same thing coming back down. And we live in a hurricane prone part of the country. Well, that residential door meeting in the middle doesn't seal airtight. So you get a lot of wind pressure against that door where, you guys are from Manitoba, Canada, you understand prairie winds and how to deal with that. And so I can see a lot of advantages to going with a purpose-built hangar door that when it comes down actually can lock and brace. And I don't have to worry about the wind pressure pushing against that and, causing my attic hatch to pop up and down, things like that.
Yeah. That's not ideal. For
sure. Not exactly.
No. And Diamond Doors. Yeah. I mean, is that what you guys specialize in? You don't have to do anything special for like Florida and hurricane prone areas because you guys did develop the product up there, up in the Great White North where winds are not an issue, or as well, they are, but you've made them a non-issue.
It is windy in the prairies, but not near as windy as what hurricanes can be, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we do engineer each door to its specific location.
Okay. So, I mean, you have to, what, is that because of local laws and state regulations and things like that? Or just because, they could be whacked by a hurricane, so let's give it a few extra braces in there or something, I don't know, or the material, or what is it exactly there?
Through around North America, standard wind speeds between 90 miles an hour to 120 miles an hour. We're in Florida, especially in Miami area, 180 miles an hour, it's a very different wind. So every door that we, wherever that location is, that door is going. Because we custom build each door, we always engineer it according to the wind loads of that area.
Gotcha. When you're testing the doors, do you have like a big bad wolf that says, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your door down at the office there, and that's how you measure it? Or is it all computerized, I assume?
It is all computerized, yes.
Okay, there's no three takes.
You got to tell him that he's got a 747 backed up to it, and we just run her up to full throttle.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That would be a lot of fun. I'd like to see that test.
Yeah, do you ever get to do fun stuff like that with your products when you're testing them and working them out? I mean, where you're just figuring it out, or is it all done like inside computers on CAD or something these days?
Well, we definitely do a lot of R&D work in real life atmosphere, but I can't say we've ever backed a 747 up to one of our doors.
Okay. Well, sounds
like let's put that on the list of things to do. Right?
You have your mission if you choose to accept it. Just make sure you videotape it, because you get a viral video out of that and probably some good publicity. So, you're down in Florida right now. Is that by choice, or are you just a wise man because you know how cold it is up north? What do you think, Tim?
Yeah. Well, I was leaving Manitoba when it was minus 29 Celsius.
Ooh.
So Florida is definitely a good choice this week.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what are you doing? Are you like running around and talking to potential customers or dealers? Or, I mean, I assume it's a business run, right? For Diamond Doors?
You're right. This week it's a dealer building. So I'm going to dealers through Florida here and just working with them through a couple of different products that we offer and just get them more familiar with our product.
I mean, what would you say is the main feature of Diamond Doors that kind of sets you apart from the competition, other than you've been around forever or for quite a long time, so you have a track record, and if people need any kind of warranty work or just know that it's a company that's been doing it and they've done it well, I mean, what other features do you guys focus on at Diamond Doors that kind of set you apart from the others, you think?
You know, at Diamond Doors, I would say that we have more engineers than what we do salespeople. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but there's three things that we always hear from our customers is the refinement of our product is just superior. And then it's our lifting system that we have. It's fairly unique and it works. It's quite simple, but it works. And then it's our locking system, which is a hassle-free. There's no constant adjustment or maintenance to them. Our locking system comes pre-set from the factory. So during installation, there's no additional things that you're installing for the lock system.
Gotcha. I mean, and all those things are things Dennis needs because his door sucks. So he definitely wants a new one. And I know he's had an eye on one of these for a while. So how you do it, you just go to the Diamond Doors website, diamonddoors.com. Do a measurement, or you send a picture of your particular opening if you're trying to do like a retrofit like Dennis might, and then you guys set it up, manufacture it, and have it delivered, and then you have installers show up at the door when they're ready, when it's been delivered. Is that how it works or what?
There's two ways of doing it. We do sell to the public, and we also have our dealer network. So either way works. If you want your door installed, then obviously that would go through our dealer network. If it's something that you want to install yourself, which a lot of customers that we have do, you can go onto our website, and it's a fairly simple request form that we have on there. You can fill that out, upload your pictures to that, and you would see a quote back within 24 hours.
Well, there you go. Sounds easy enough. Just go to diamonddoors.com, and you'll be good to go. And I think Dennis is working on that already. Tim, thanks for joining us on Just Plain Radio. You have a great day, and stay warm and enjoy that Florida sunshine while you can, okay, my friend?
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.